It is the radio segment that built a time machine so he could travel 30 years back just to hook up with Betty White in her
70s.
Oh, she was hot though.
Oh my God, was she really in her 70s 30
gorgeous.
Years ago? Holy hell.
That was her prime. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, except we're better because we have a laser and those other morons don't.
Yeah.
This first laser story is out of Cardiff, Wales. Police got a call last week after a family spotted a menacing man in body armor walking around aggressively with a sword in a park.
So sketchy.
Like a knight? That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
The cops showed up immediately and approached with guns drawn. That was until they saw the guy. Because turns out he was a 20-year-old named Lennon Thomas, and he was dressed up as a medieval knight.
Okay.
You were right, bro.
Someone was looking for the Renaissance fair, got lost.
Lennon apparently was practicing his sword fighting skills for his live-action role-playing adventures.
LARPing.
Yeah, LARPing, my friend.
In fact, when police approached, Lennon couldn't even see them because of his large medieval helmet. And that's when authorities overheard him talking to himself, shouting,
"I vanquish thee and show you no mercy, you despicable tree." On guard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I wish I was there.
I feel this because my 3-year-old has been pointing a sword at me lately and saying, "Do you work for the royal family?"
Oh.
I'm like, I don't know. Is that good or bad?
Clean the toilets, you wench.
Yeah, basically. You are my servant. I'm like, I know that already, kid.
It turns out the armor, helmet, and sword were all fake. And by the way, if you're wondering, Lennon wasn't charged.
Yeah.
Instead, he was encouraged to go home and practice in his mom's backyard.
Okay,
he's like, well, Lennon. I finally go outside and this is what happens.
This next laser story is out of Devon, England. Last week, the police raided a drug dealer's home, and they got almost everything they were looking for.
Okay.
They found cocaine, scales, and money inside, but they couldn't find him.
Hmm.
At least until they went outside and looked up, because it turns out the guy tried to escape by climbing through a skylight to hide on the roof, completely naked.
Oh,
what? Of course!
Apparently, he was totally nude, getting out of the shower when he heard the cops come in.
Oh my God, the timing.
And he didn't want to get caught, so there he was, hugging the chimney in the buff, holding the box full of other drugs.
I guess there's no strip search, right?
Yeah, no, not necessary. Authorities got out the bullhorn, and after laughing for a few minutes, they told him to come down.
They're laughing at you.
They told him in no uncertain words, there's no way they were going up to get him.
Yeah.
But apparently the guy wouldn't budge until an officer told him there was rain in the forecast and it could start at any minute. He came down shortly after that and was arrested.
He's like, drugs! Oh no, it's gonna ruin my drug box!
It's hard to feel like a hardened criminal when you're butt naked, hugging a chimney.
And scared of rain.
Right.
Yeah. That's how you get all the drug dealers now. Just tell them that there's rain in the forecast.
Okay.
They'll turn themselves in.
Oh, crap!
This next laser story is out of Food News.
Ooh, I love this place.
TGI Fridays is getting some buzz recently because it just announced they'll be launching a new burger incorporating one of its most popular appetizers.
Okay.
It's called the Loaded Cheese Fry Burger.
Double rainbow. Oh my God.
Okay. It's a burger.
I don't know. It sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a burger topped with loaded bacon cheese fries.
Oh.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh, it sounds so good.
But apparently that's not all.
Uh-huh.
In addition to the loaded cheesy potato topping, the restaurant chain also added a ladle full of queso on top of the burger.
Oh my God!
Oh my God.
Baby.
And in case you're just saying, you know what, that's not enough, I want more.
Yes,
I am. TGI Fridays added a single loaded potato skin to the very top of the sandwich.
Oh, their potato skins are so good.
Yeah.
How do you fit that in your mouth?
You have to snake it and just unhinge your jaw.
Yeah, yes.
There's a skewer that runs down the center of the burger in an attempt to hold the whole thing together.
There you go, Brooke.
And by skewer, it's like an entire sword.
Yeah.
It's a two by four.
Exactly.
It's probably still not going to stay together.
Ooh.
Prices vary from location to location, but one thing remains the same. TGI Friday's website lists the burger at 1,450 calories.
Almost your daily intake.
Oh my gosh.
That doesn't even include the waste basket of fries that comes on the side.
Yeah, right.
Oh man.
And the dips.
Yep. According to one food blogger, it's the most decadent burger currently known to man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I want to try it now.
This next laser story is out of the Twitterverse. Someone on Twitter posed an interesting question this week, asking, if band names were literal, what would be the scariest band to fight?
Ooh.
This is awesome.
Okay. 9-inch nails.
Oh, that's pretty scary.
The original poster suggested Megadeth.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Are you kidding me?
And 10,000 maniacs. But others added some pretty good responses. Here are the top favorites of who would be the scariest bands to fight. Number 5 is 9-inch Nails.
Okay.
I have one in my head, but I don't want to say it.
Me too.
Number 4 is the Rolling Stones.
Oh, I didn't think of them, but yeah, giant Rolling Stone. Uh-huh.
That's what they said. They said, quote, I mean, how many would there be? How big are they?
Yeah,
it could
true.
Be
yeah.
a scary situation.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Number 3 is the Police, which... probably a little bit too real for some
yeah,
people.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Number 2, someone said, quote, I don't want to find out what a hoobastank is.
That's amazing.
And the number 1 scariest band to fight, according to their name, was the Backstreet Boys.
You're joking.
Nobody wants a piece of that.
No, you're joking.
I'm serious.
That was number 1?
No, I was thinking Slayer.
I thought it was going to be Zombie.
Oh,
wait, that's no, that's a song.
Yeah, that's the Cranberries.
Oh, that's Cranberries. Yeah,
yeah. Shoot. Cranberries, not scary.
That's the least scary band name.
Yeah.
They actually did ask some of the least scary band names to fight. Those were Korn.
They're like hardcore rock,
yeah.
too.
Cake.
Yeah.
Blind Melon.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And last but not least, Limp Bizkit.
No one's scared of a Limp Bizkit.
Very, no one's scared of limp anything.
Speaking of Limp Bizkit.
Oh, gross.
Oh, come on.
This little guy.
That is not necessary.
He's the opposite of that.
Okay.
Maybe he's not 9-inch nails, but he's 9-inch something.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of a turtle
gross.
Giving it to a shoe. And that means Laser Stories has come to an end. We'll do it again same time on Monday.